Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, but I have to be really brutally honest. I've not thought about it in the same way that everyone else is thinking about it. Everyone else is kind of, oh, it's a special night for you to go, but it kind of is. But you know, I mean, I'm the type of person as well that I can kind of rationalise it all and not really attach too much emotion to it. I think when you analyse how long I was there, you know, as an assistant, as a player, assistant manager, and a manager, you know, it was a good period. You know, it was, I think, something like 5 years. And we obviously had a really, really good time there. Not quite as good as I've had since I left, I have to say. So maybe one or two of the fans won't be overly supportive. But no, listen, we had a good time there. But I'm not going back. You know, I've been back to see all the people. I've been back to see, you know, I've been back for a couple of live games. I did the Liverpool-Burton game. You know, you see all the fans around. So to me, it's business. You know, I'm going back there to win the game. You know, we're going back there to put a performance on. And there won't be an awful lot of me particularly emotional about the evening. And that might sound a little bit heartless, but that's really how I feel.
It's also interesting that there are players that you took there as well who were still playing for Burton and playing in the Championship, which, you know, is great for them, the likes of Lucas Aitkins, for instance.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I mean, listen, some of the players that we signed, John Messino, Lucas Aitkins, Stuart Bevan, Damien McCrory, you know, they're all still there. So some have played, some have not played, you know, which is part of their, I mean, part of their success is that they've moved on with every division that they've needed to, perhaps less so in the First Division, but certainly in the Championship. It's a different animal sometimes required, I think, to be successful. So, but yeah, they're still there. And that's, you know, it's nice to go back and see those players. But as I said, it's difficult. You know, you turn up an hour and a half before the kickoff and, you know, you can't. It's not like I'm spending half an hour up in the boxes chatting to everyone. Do you know what I mean? We're there focused and we're concentrating on the game. But I owe the club and the chairman, you know, a hell of a lot. And I'll be thankful for that. And I think he'll understand when I say that, you know, that it's going to be business and it's about us winning the game and focusing on the game, not around that I'm going back. Because that sounds like a nice, fanciful story that, you know, it will only be a nice story if we win the game and get a result.
And the reality is, it's a Friday night in a small, tight ground that's going to be absolutely jam-packed. The atmosphere is going to be rocking and rolling. Those are the things that actually, as a team, you've got to deal with.
Yeah, and I think that's something I'll be certainly well-prepared and well-equipped to be able to forewarn the players. I think that's part of their strength this year. You know, they turned Chef Wednesday over very early in the season, quite comfortably at home. They turned Derby over. You know, it was a great story for Burton. Local rivals, if you like, or not even rivals, because they've been so far apart in the league ladder. But I think that's what they've done. I think Nigel's done that really, really well. You know, very, very attacking lineup. Get a lot of bodies in the box, get a lot of balls in the box, and they're a real kind of pressure team. You know, if you turn up on any given night, not least a Friday night, and you think, you know, I'm used to playing in front of 20,000, and I like nice big stadiums, and you know, then you're certainly going to get ready for what's going to be a very difficult game. So I think we'll be ready for it, and it's up to the players to deal with it. I think we're well equipped to deal with it, but they're a good team and they're a strong team, and particularly at home, the form's been much better than it has away from home. So we've got to be really, really guarded against what they can bring.